Hey everyone, Josh from Practical Theism here. Every year the church celebrates 46 days of Lent prior to Easter. Now Lent is always meant to be a time of reflection, fasting, and deep-rooted prayer, all of which are meant to draw us closer to God and our relationship with Christ. Christ spent 40 days in the desert, and you probably know the story, he's being tempted by Satan, refusing to give in to the temptations. So through Lent, we as believers take actions to engage in this struggle as well, denying ourselves of various earthly attachments and re-engaging our walk with the Lord. The starting point of this season is Ash Wednesday, in which Christians of various traditions will wear the mark of a cross with ashes, or the smudge in my case, which are burnt up palms, usually from the prior year's Palm Sunday. Now, this tradition might seem very odd to people who have not grown up in a faith tradition that does not administer ashes, but I think that it is a great way to remember the purpose of this season leading up to Easter. I think it is important to understand too that when the church has days like this throughout the year, you know, where these old traditions are there for believers to partake in, they're not meant to only encourage an act of participation in the life of the church, but also to explicitly call to mind the continual transformation believers are called to have throughout their entire life. I mean, this is whole life discipleship at its core, since the moment Christ commissioned the disciples. So where do we typically find ashes in Scripture? Well, we see this all throughout the Old Testament, where fasting is often coupled with sackcloth and ashes. The modern placement of ashes on the forehead are usually accompanied by a charge and a reminder, either in the form of saying, repent and believe in the gospel, or memento homo quia pulvis est et in pulverem reveteris. Sorry, everything sounds better in Latin. It means, quoting Genesis 3:19, remember, thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. This blessing is also a call to remind ourselves that everything in this world is temporal and fleeting. And in the grand plan of eternity, we're really a blip on the radar. I mean, we come into being and we evanesce, we fade away. Therefore, through our recognition of our temporal state and the reminder that nothing in this world truly satisfies us, we are called to realign our lives and reorder them back to the divine will, which is ultimately where we find ultimate happiness and fulfillment. As Augustine said in the 4th century, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. The pleasures of the world, they can never truly satisfy us. I mean, they may for a moment in time, but our nature is not eternally satisfied in those things. That is why when we worship the things of this world, we are always clawing and scraping for more. Whatever temporal goods are in this world, because they are limited in their scope and availability, we can never really truly rest in them. That is why the church has a sacrificial action throughout the season of Lent. We're called to a period of fasting, of prayer, of almsgiving, to mortify ourselves, giving up earthly attachments to discipline ourselves, to focus and cling to God, recognizing that our ultimate fulfillment lies in Him, the one who created everything that is good in this world, the one who is love in its being. Romans 8:13 says that if you were living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. That is what we were called out for. That is what we were created for, to be fully alive. The problem is, we so often choose things that deny us the freedom we have when we are living as we ought. The flesh, when looked at with Jewish context and through Jewish eyes, was really dealing with anything in the fallen world. People pursue these natural goods with their whole lives, as if it was for those things that we were made. But we were made to be so much more than slaves, always seeking the natural goods of this world, like money, pleasure, and power. So ashes remind us of our calling as Christians to discipline and order our beings to God's will through the recognition that we are only in this world for a short time. And the time for us to make an impact on our own interior life and an impact in the world is right now. The gesture of ashes and sackcloth were used in the Old Testament to express sorrow for sins and faults. You know, in Job 42:3-6, Job says to God, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Christians continued the practice of using ashes as an exterior sign of repentance. Tertullian in the 2nd century said that confession of sin should be accompanied by laying in sackcloth and ashes. Ashes serve as the reminder, But the interior life of the individual should always be using this time to call to mind their transgressions against the Lord. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel, the evangelion, the good news, the transcendent hope that we have that our lives were not meant to be mere blips on the radar, filled with despair, but rather we were meant to have lives of great charity because our Father in heaven possesses that charity by nature. So let's challenge ourselves this Lenten season. Let's challenge ourselves to set ourselves and our sights on the things from above. As Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, let's think on these things. And let's focus our hearts and souls on aligning with the will of God this Lenten season. From all of us here at Practical Theism, we'll catch you next time.